Blog Talk Radio.
Know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is. Yes, to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of him. All I have to do is trust him and believe in what he says. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. Ooh, it doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you. He promised. And oh, how wonderful. And oh, how marvelous it is. And know that he is mine and I am his. Amen. So now, good morning. Everyone in the house, good morning. Social media and online. I bring you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. From KL Church and Cover Ray, where our pastor is Bishop Mac Page. And now we have our prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
we have our sister reading by Sister Clarissa. Good morning.
The book of the mouth is not out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thou prosper, thou shalt have success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. That goes.
Lord, this morning for being alive, family being alive, we get a phone call this morning. God, that.
Amen.
My legs to walk, my hands to wave.
Yes, praise. Amen. Amen. Anyone else online?
in the house. Okay. I'm going to testify this morning. I want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Like Sister Gina said, for the air that we breathe, you know, because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning, so they're not breathing no air this morning. And I thank God that we are breathing air this morning. And I just thank God, you know, I think it was 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And when they told me that, I said, okay. No, I didn't pass out on the floor. I didn't do a cool out hollering. I said, okay. Then I came home. I said, Matt, I need to do a credit card. So I need to go get tested. I had to go get tested again for it. So I took our old pastor and Tiffany with me. The millionaire, he did the test, and he said, yes, it came back. You do have cancer, colon cancer. I said, okay. I still been felt here through the whole process of the time. I didn't really feel here. I said, okay. So, and then I went, you know, the nurse came in, and she said, she go ahead. Breast cancer. I said, no, I have another colon cancer. She said, you'll be okay. You're a strong woman. And I said, okay. Look, God already put people in place already for me, telling me, encouraging me along the way. Don't give up. Be strong. I said, okay. Then I think some man told me something too about I'm going to be okay. It took me so long ago. Pretty long time for my brain. So then I went to the house that told Gina and she would call it Terry, like she would call it Terry King on her job, and Kenya can't function and the bad stuff could come her way. So I told everybody, stop crying. I'm not going to die. And I kept saying, stop the crying. I'm not going to die. Chris said, well, mommy, you do that, God, Jesus, he being Jesus, man. Jesus still real, still heal. You're right, son, he can. So all the purpose of the time, with all the stuff we had to go through, we didn't have no insurance, anything, you know. And so the man told me, we'll just be on the floor. It's like, you know, I'm bleeding to death. I'm a Christian. I'm not, I'm a saint. I'm a saint, not a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian. So I said, no, this is the thing. They're not here now. No, I'm not going to do that. So then to the mama and my friend, yeah, I give the three, you know, friend to a friend named Stacy and Stacy. Stacy, yeah, I know my cousin's name, Stacy and Tracy, right? Okay, Stacy, thank you. I know you're doing right. So anyway, so she said, mama, you can call her. And I said, yeah, okay, so I did all this. So I just called her, said, right now, everything that you, your husband makes, and just write down, and I'll send you a fax, you fax it to me. I said, my stand right here until I get your fax. Since everything that matters, maybe. And about maybe 10 minutes later, 10 minutes later, okay, you've been approved, and so your husband. And make the impossible, but so your husband. Okay, got this though, they had insurance. So, and then, well, and so the other doctors they said I had was the best of the doctors. So I said, okay, God gave me the best of the best. Everything he gave me the best of the best. Camp doctor said, she said, I hate camp. I hate it. Okay. So then, this surgery thing, my main thing was I didn't want no bag. I don't care. I'm conceited. I'll be honest. I'm conceited. I ain't want no bag. I'm going to be a two-blood in with the bag. It's just a moment. He would have died to get bastard. Like that, you know. No, I'm going to die. I'll be back. Anyway, so then, so we rolled this thing. So then I woke up, I said, do I have a bag? He said, no. I said, thank you, Jesus. I was talking about a bag. I know. Nice, funny. But I said, talking about a bag. You know, but then, though, I didn't want to take chemo, but my kids, so I do. For them, anything, Lord, I would go through fire for all I do. So they told him, I'm going to take chemo. Okay, I did a chemo. They gave me the pills. They go red things. They call them red devils. Let's go to red things. So I went over there, and they gave me the chemo. I didn't take now one pill. Then six, you just take out one time. Wow. Everybody talking about no things that they had no hair to lose. So I really had, they had no hair, so there was no problem on that part. So I said, okay. My last treatment, I got a little just they put me on from back on. So I was through with that for a year. I was through with the chemo. And they told me, they said, you need some medicine and you could not get it. When you got here, you got the medicine. Okay. So God, so all the things he used me to. So if he used me to go to get another, why I was able to help me to get it, but I saved other people's lives through what I was going through. I didn't thank God. I just wanted to testify that so someone else can. If you're diagnosed with cancer, do not give up. Do not fall on the floor. Do not start crying. Just say, tell your family, start crying. I'm not going to die. Because life and death in the power of the tongue. And what you say is what you get. I spoke life. All the time I was going through cancer, I spoke life. Not one time out of my mouth, I thought I was going to die. Not one time out of my mouth. It might be in my head, but it didn't come out of my mouth. And the whole thing is, devil can't know what's in your head. He don't know what's coming out your mouth. So I didn't never say I was going to die. Never, ever. Ever. I was going to die. I'm going to live and not die. So here I am today standing for you. Amen. Alive. Amen. And well. Amen. And cancer free. Amen. Cancer free. Amen. Amen. So don't give up, please. Don't give up. Seek life in your body. Just seek life. God has the honest word. He has the honest word. Your God cannot lie. If he said he's your healer, then he is your healer. You might go through something now. You're not going through anything. How could I testify about my healing if I had never went through anything? I could tell you that God can heal cancer. I had never went through cancer. So you've got to go through something to tell someone else you can make it through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I asked God, why me? He said, why not you? You've been handling it. Okay. He's good to know that he knows that I can handle things. But like we told when he told Joe, you know, so is it because God died? No. He wouldn't do it. You know, he took everything from him. He would not cuss God, his wife. You a fool. Cuss God and die. I think you the fool because you tell me to cuss God so I can die? And he give me life? You know, but yes. So let's believe that he's a healer.
Amen.
And so now, you know, there's more testimonies online, in the house. But now you're going to be up the praise team.
Amen.
So come on, praise team. As I would say, let's rock the church.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Bless God on this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give God the praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. So, blessed to be in the house of the Lord once again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't but a few of us here, but that's my only faith. Hallelujah. So praise God. It ain't but a few getting in. Maybe we were hurting. Hallelujah. We're going to see the same people here. The same people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So be liberty. So you be liberty in the Lord this morning, all you people and your children out there. Have your way. God, have your way this morning in the midst of your people.
Amen.
And the daily on the line on Facebook. Just have your way this morning. Have your way in the man of God this morning. That the word comes forth with power, the anointing that you want it to be, so your people can be healed, delivered, and set free. And we thank you for your word, Lord. Your word is like nothing to our bones. So now I'm going to get it to the man of the hour and the man of God, a man of the God on heart. I can say that honestly. He is a man of the God on of the God heart. Because I live with him every day. And and we know his heart is after God. You can testify. Can't be Sister Regina. Amen. And his male heart is truly after God. And then if you listen to him, you get some good words. I can say that. He give out some good words. I mean, when I follow every morning, online every morning, he be giving some good words. So I know he's a man that can deliver the good word. I know he's a man that has to go on heart. And I know that he loves the people of God. And he loves his family. So now I'm going to just be no other than Bishop Mac Page.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody give the Lord a hand. Praise. Amen. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Amen. If all, you know, the Lord wants us to make some noise. If you have faith and believe, then make some noise. It's all about what you do. If you believe that, that he dwells in the midst of praise.
Yeah,
and then when someone asks you to praise him, if you believe that that's what he dwells in, then we need to do what's necessary so that his presence might be among us.
Hallelujah.
You see, we can't just say, oh, well, he dwells in it, he dwells in it. And then we won't make no noise, we won't give no praise. And then we're waiting on him to come, and he's sitting back waiting on you. Well, what do you think you're going to praise? I'm waiting to come, but I'm just waiting on you to praise me, amen. I'm waiting on you to do something so that I can come do it. I've already done what I'm supposed to do. And now I'm waiting on you now. I'm waiting on you to do what you're supposed to do, amen.
Amen.
And so I've just been thanking God. Now, all the week, I just want to say, all this week I've been, talking about self-control. Self-control, amen. And the whole week, and if you, let's see, is it Timothy 1 and 7? Amen. And when we're talking about self-control, I realize that's a very important part, that we as saints of God, we've got to learn how to have self-control.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I find any time anyone's going to be, if you want to be successful in anything, it's going to require self-control. If we're going to be successful in life, if we're going to be successful in this walk with God, it's going to require self-control. And I didn't realize that Jesus thought about so much about self-control until I started looking at him. I said, well, yeah, that's what he was saying. He was talking about self-control. And because of what the people don't have and the reason that the people don't, the light is not shining the way that it should be because most of the people have a lack of self-control. Mm-hmm. Because you are, somebody said you are what you eat, but you also represent by what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you represent Christ by what you do, then if I don't have no control over myself, then I'm going to misrepresent. And see, a lot of times now, most of the time now, most saints will misrepresent God because we don't have self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Timothy 1 and 7? Or is that Titus 1 and 7? Amen. That God has not given us the spirit of fear. Timothy, all right then, read it then. Amen. 1 Timothy 1 and 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear. I just write it.
Okay.
But a power, but of what? but a power, and a love, and to have a sound mind. Now, you just got to recognize, having a sound mind means, you know what I mean, I'm not drunk. Right? Having a sound mind means I'm going to, I got control, baby, because drunk people don't have control. They're unstable in their thinking. They're unstable in their actions. They can't control their emotions. They can't control their mouth. They can't control anything. But he said that the spirit that he has given us is so that we can have self-control.
Okay.
Because our problem was in the beginning we were out of control. Saints, not just saints, but people was out of control. You see, we have to recognize that Adam, when Adam first was created, when he was created in the garden, before he sinned now, Adam was operating out of, when I say self-control, I'm talking about spirit control, amen. Amen. Because it was the spirit controlling Adam, and as long as he allowed the spirit to control him, he obeyed and followed God's order. But as soon as he allowed the flesh to take over, he got out of control. And that is when man got out of control.
Amen.
And so that's the spirit we got to recognize, is what's on the inside of you. You have the spirit of self-control, the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit to help you have control. See, most of the time, we want the Holy Spirit to do everything.
Right.
And then we don't want to be responsible for ourselves and our problems. That we don't like to take responsible for our own actions. We always want to blame it on somebody else for our lack of self-control. It was the devil made me do it. No, it wasn't the devil made me do it. The devil don't have power over you anymore.
Amen.
And the devil can't make you do anything. Matter of fact, even God can't make you do anything. He won't make you do anything. I won't say that he can't. Because he has the power to do anything he wants to do. But he won't make you do something that you don't want to do.
Right.
Because he gives you free choice.
Amen.
And see, anytime that you want to do something, it means that you have a choice in the matter. Whatever you do and whatever happens, you have a choice in the matter. Because God gave man that ability to have choice. And when man lost himself in sin, man got out of control, and then he was in a place where he couldn't choose no more. We did whatever we felt like doing because what? We were going after our own desires and our own passion and love. And that's what we're going after. So God said, faith's got to learn how to have self-control. And you can't say that you're being controlled by the Spirit when you're like a loose cannon, amen. You know what a loose cannon is, amen? Maybe like a loose cannon, you just go off at any time, amen. And so let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. I mean, 2, amen, 3. Y'all get me, I will get it right here. Because, you know, it's the thing that we have to realize that we are not the people that we used to be. And see, our thing is kind of everybody keep telling you who you used to be rather than telling you who you are.
Amen.
Huh? And see, that is what happened to the gospel here. God has made you something, and then we don't want to claim it because we look at our outward man, look at ourselves, and then we determine who we are by what we see on the outward and not determine on who we are on the inward. Amen. See, God is looking at who you are on the inside, not on the outside. But if I continue looking at my outside, amen, and then be moved by my flesh or moved by my outward person, I'm never going to glorify God because I'm looking at me. You're looking at yourself, amen. Mm-hmm. So he said, I want you to stop looking at yourself and look at me and determine who you are because of what I've done for you and not because of what you've done for yourself. But even though I've changed you, amen, and I've made you who you are, but if you want to glorify me, you're going to have self-control. You're going to have to be led by the Spirit of God. And those that are led by the flesh, you're following the flesh, but don't go led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. And say, he said, now all of you are sons of God, amen, in the Spirit. But don't get so crazy, you know, with the scriptures sometimes. Where there's neither male nor female, Greek nor free. Well, what are you there? Well, what do you like? I mean, you know, if you still physical, you know, you're still a female, right?
Amen.
So we get crazy with scripture sometimes. And then we use it for our benefit, then when somebody else uses it for their benefit, and all of a sudden then, they ain't right, you know. Well, you know, there ain't no male or female or Greek nor Jew, born or free. And we all, well, yeah, you're all one in spirit. But you still got your physical body, amen. And as long as you got your physical body, you still a male, you still a female, and God ain't changed that, amen. He will change it, or is going to change it when we get our spiritual body. But right now, you still a woman. I'm still a man. Amen.
Amen.
And so if you don't want to accept that, then you start telling the men who say that they're women and the women who say they're men, they use the same scripture, amen. And so that makes you, if you don't be the example to them that show who you are by faith, amen, and control yourself, amen. Let the women be women, control yourself. Let the men be men, control yourself. You have to have control so everybody can see who it is that God has made you. Because if you want to be the light of the world, then when you get into a tight place, then that is where your self-control has to be exercised. Let's see, Ephesians 3 and 2, verse 2. Verse 3. Over there. Let's read.
We had our conversation.
See, the scripture said, conversation that means manner of life. That's what you did in the past. And what you did in the past, you're not supposed to be doing it now because what? We say that we are born again. Amen. We all say that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So therefore, what I did in the past is not what I'm supposed to be doing now. A lot of people, what they did in the past, they're still doing. They haven't changed their mind, amen. But the Spirit will send you to change, to help you control yourself and change your mind, amen. To do what? Not do it your way anymore, but do it what? Do it the way of Christ, amen. Because this is the way they did it in past times. Talk about your past is what's behind you. Read on.
And time passed, and enough love of the flesh offended the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the true around, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, we are saved.
So by grace, we're saved. He has quickened us together. He talked about how it was in the time past, amen. Because of your nature, amen, you didn't have really no control, amen. You know how we were, especially as men, you know. The thing we had in our mind is fulfilling the desires of our flesh, amen. We was out of control, amen. And we were like lions, amen, going out trying to heal from prey because that was our nature to do that. What? We was out of control.
Amen.
Even though we knew what our mama told us, and you knew what your daddy told you, and you already knew all the words, but yet there was something craving on the inside of you that you just couldn't control yourself, amen. And it was just something you wanted to do and had a desire to do, and then we was out of control. Your life was out of control.
Amen.
There's sex every night, there's sex every day, sex every evening, amen. There's all the food you can eat. Come on, guys.
Amen.
Y'all know how we were doing, amen, before we got saved, amen. I'm not saying everybody, because we got a few people, you know, they've been saved all their life. You know, they ain't never did nothing wrong. Amen. They ain't never had no craving. They ain't never chased no women. They ain't never chased no men. And you know, we got some people like that. We got some people that lie and say that they ain't never sinned, amen. But the Bible said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So even if you didn't do it, you were thinking it.
Amen.
And so you still were guilty, amen. Huh? it says talk about how you were back then. It's not how we're supposed to be now. We got to stop losing it all the time when we're confronted by the enemy. You know, you got to control your anger. There's an anger resting in the bosom of a fool right now. And then if we're going to be people of wisdom, we got to get rid of that anger. We got to learn how to control ourselves. You see, when you get out of control, when you allow anger to take over, and all of a sudden when anger takes over, then anger stirs up other stuff on the inside of you. And then you get into your emotions, and then all of a sudden when you lose control through anger, then all the other stuff comes up, then you lose control of your mouth. When you lose control of your mouth, you end up saying things that you shouldn't say, things that came out of your mouth that you couldn't take it back because, what, you lost control.
Yeah.
And see, God said, I don't want the saints losing control because he said, I was told, even when they came to get Jesus, he never lost control.
Yeah,
he stayed steady, amen. Amen. And even whatever they did to him, in Isaiah 53 said, he was like a lamb being led to slaughter, and yet, what? He didn't open his mouth. He kept his truth. He always kept his composure, no matter what situation he was in. He learned how to control himself. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what that, he said, if you want to be like me, then you've got to learn how to control yourself. Whenever you're faced with things, learn how to control yourself. Don't allow yourself to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the anger out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you can control yourself because it will be the anger and the emotion on the inside of you that cause you to lose control.
Amen.
You see, it's that problem right there. That problem right there. Amen. The reason you got into the fight because you lost control. Amen. You know, the Bible says he can keep in his mouth, keep in his life, but you can't keep your mouth.
Amen.
Amen. You can't hold your cool. See, Jesus always was cool all the time. But, you know, I know everybody said, well, you were supposed to say that about Jesus. But I'm just talking about he kept his cool, amen. No matter what situation he was in, he was always able to hold his peace, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say? You hold our peace and let the Lord fight your battle. And I've been prevos. We always talk about that all the time. I always told prevos, hey, brother, man, you don't have to fight your own battle. Just because what they say something to you, you don't have to say nothing back. Just let go. Let God fight. See, if you believe that God fights your battle, amen, you just keep quiet about it. You let God handle the situation, amen. Brother, then you ran up, amen, and losing your cool and losing your control and seeing with your mouth, amen, because you don't let some hatred and you spewed out some strife and everything came out of your mouth. You lost your control, and now you're no better than the other person. You know how people come and point the thing at you, there you going, and there you going, and then you go there and step on his foot, and then he go off of you, cut you out, because you don't have no control in his life. See, that's why we got to be careful when we talk about other people, amen. Maybe they lost control, amen, and maybe they did sin, amen. Maybe they did mess up last night. Amen. I'm not trying to say they didn't mess up. Maybe they did, amen. But God said, just ask for forgiveness and get up and keep going, amen. Don't lose your control over it, amen.
Amen.
So people lose the control, and that's why we don't give God no glory. Because if I don't know, see, if we're going to be tested,
mm-hmm.
Everybody got to know they got to be tested to see whether you're in control or not. That's why the devil tempts you, amen. The devil's always temptation to come and see, oh, you're in control of yourself, amen.
Okay.
Huh? And you know how we were as men, amen. We were looking for that weak one.
Oh,
Yeah, you know, the one set over there by herself. She don't talk to nobody. And I'm going to be up for you. And you got a skin one over there that nobody likes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because? Like a lion on prey. Because you want to find those that are weak because you know you can cause them to lose control. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know you can say things to them to get them to give up. Mm-hmm. Because they're not sure of themselves. But that's what the devil does. And the devil, he walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for the one that's weak. Because if you're weak, you know you're going to lose control. See, when he came at Eve, the reason he went to Eve because he knew he could gain her is because she needs some attention. And he gave us some attention because, you know, it's just in y'all to be wanted and to be a part. Amen. That's what God made you. Amen. Because God made you to be, that you want to be desired.
Right.
Made y'all that way. Mm-hmm. And so therefore the devil come along there and got her to lose self-control. See, she knew what was wrong. She knew what she was doing was wrong. And even though, but he caused her to lose her control. And then when you lose your control, for whom you yield your member service to obey, you become servant of that thing, amen. You become servant of that person, amen. Or whatever it is that you yield yourself to, it don't no matter what it is, amen. You know, when you took the first hit of crack, you lost control after that. If you had never experienced it, you would have thought about it. But that thing would have been in control of you because you never did it. And so what did it do? It caused you to lose control, amen. Now you can't contain it. Now you can't help yourself. Now you're doing things that you really don't want to do it, amen. I'm going to call my brother-in-law. He said, tell me. He said, I would rather be anything than called a crackhead. Mm-hmm. A crackhead. Mm-hmm. He said, you can call me a wild dog. He said, I'd rather be called anything than that. See, when I did it, he said, the first time I did it, after that, I knew I was hooked. And from then in, I didn't have no control of my desire. I was in a place where I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it, amen. But the Holy Ghost in you on the inside of you now. It gives you the spirit to help you to have self-control. And so that's why you got to draw off the spirit so that the spirit can help control your life. You don't have to be yielding in to the thing. The things are supposed to be subject to you. Because that's where the power comes in. I've given you power over. And even though you have power over, but you got to have self-control. Amen. And somebody said, what did Jesus ever teach about self-control? Matthew chapter 5. And this is what he was talking about. You know, I like what Prebo said the other night. Well, when you're looking at the scripture, you got to look at the scripture and see what is the scripture talking about, you know. Well, what is the expression of the scripture? And why would he be saying it? Because he teaches self-control. That's something that every saint of God and leader, in order to give glory to God, there must be self-control. Do you have that part? Five and 30? Listen to what the scripture says now. Remember Jesus talking to these people here,
what did
he say?
And if thy right hand offending.
Now he's talking about the offense. If your right hand offending you. Now he's trying to show them about self-control. He's teaching about self-control. Read on.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
And cast it from thee.
Uh-huh.
But if culpable for thee, then one of thy members should perish. And not that the whole body will be kept into hell.
I said, if you can't control your hand, cut it off. I mean, that's what he said. If your right hand will keep offending you, if you can't keep your hand out of under somebody else's dress, if you can't keep your hand out of somebody else's pocket, cut your hand off if you can't control it. That's what he's trying to say. Amen. Hey, if you can't keep your hand, you know, off of some other stuff, you know, on the job, if you can't keep your hand out of the boss man's wrong, you can't stop taking the money out the cash register, and the cash register is always coming up short, amen. You see, you don't have self-control. If you can't control your hand, he said, cut it off, it will be better. And he's talking about self-control, ain't he? That's what he's talking about. If you can't control yourself, amen. If you got things in your life, if you can't control, cut it off.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching stuff that you know is going to cause you to lose control, you need to cut it off. Amen.
Amen.
Anything that you're doing that you can't control it, you need to get rid of it. Amen. Because it matters about who's in control. See, it's either you're going to be in control, or the thing or the stuff going to be in control. So, you know, anything that you can control, you can deal with. Now, you can run down the road. You can drive your car out there as long as you can control it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get where you can't control your car, stop driving.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying? As long as you can control something, it's safe. See, as long as you can control your life, you'll be safe, amen. But if your life is out of control, you might be destroyed at any time. So God said, come on in and let me help you control your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't control your life on your own. He said, come to Jesus so that Jesus can help you to put you back in control. See, if we was out of control, he don't get us back in control. So if you can't control your hand, now, that Jesus saying that now, once said, well, you know, Jesus had some hard teaching, you know. Anything that you can't control, cut it off. If you can't control it, whack it off, amen. If you can't control it, go be a eunuch, amen. Go be a eunuch, amen. Come a eunuch. If you can't control yourself, go be a eunuch, amen.
Amen.
Jesus talking. That's kind of like what he's saying, amen. He said there are some men who make eunuchs to men, and then some will make eunuchs by a king or something. But by other words, if you can't control yourself, he said, amen, do something about it. Cut it off. If you can't control, you know, one of the worst things he said you can have, somebody that can't control their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You say, but you go off in a minute. You're like a firecracker. Wow. See, really, let's show you what Jesus was talking about self-control. See, a lot of people don't believe he was talking about self-control, but I'll show you that he was talking about self-control. Read.
Verse 31.
Uh-huh.
It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a written...
You missed something somewhere. It's because you talked about the eye, and then you talked about the hand.
Okay, the hand, and then it goes down and some other.
Do you see where it talks about that?
I think it's the verse above.
Mm-hmm.
Above.
Yeah, 29.
All right.
And if that right, I am sinning.
Now, here it goes with your eyes now, so we don't realize you need to control your eyes. You need to watch what you're looking at. Huh?
Amen.
Huh? Because a lot of times people say, well, you know, I can look at anything. But, you know, I know faith coming by hearing, but do you know you're moved by what you see?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I need to control what I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Job said in Job chapter 30, I believe, in verse 1, he said, I made a covenant with my eyes that I wouldn't look upon a maid. In other words, he changed to himself. He made an agreement with himself. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we got to make an agreement with ourselves for the things that we won't allow ourselves to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to tell everybody now, any of y'all in church, any woman in church, you ain't got to worry about me saying nothing to you. I made a covenant with myself on that. I know my sister, Miss Yvette, said, when I said that, she said, well, what you said about the outside thing, I said, well, I made a covenant with myself that I wouldn't listen to nobody in church. And I don't need to be going to hell, taking them to her to hell too, amen, at the same time. Amen? And so I made a covenant that, you know, I wasn't going to take nobody else down, amen. So I made a covenant with myself. So I said, well, I can control myself. And so I always told, ain't none of y'all got to worry about me. If you're in church or around me somewhere, ain't none of y'all got to worry about me. Man. Nothing to you. You can pull your clothes off. I don't care what you do. I ain't bothering you, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to keep my composure. I'm going to keep myself controlled in that area, amen. So if your eyes fear you, look it out. So if you can't help yourself from the stuff you look at, pluck it out. That's what Jesus said. It would be better to pluck it out. It would be better to cut it off. It would be better to stop it rather than lose your life, amen. And if you can't, get rid of it.
Amen.
How much say about men sometimes? Bob does say that if you can't keep it in control, he says, going out in the field somewhere by yourself, amen. Get on the housetop, amen. If you don't have control of it, amen. That's why a man's supposed to have control of his house. Once you lose control of it, then you're not running the house is running you. Anything that you're not controlling is controlling you. Your appetite. That's why they tell us we shouldn't get into the thing of overeating and over drinking and suffering it and blocking it. It's what we used to supposed to control it. If you allow your body to get out of control, it'll lead you somewhere that you don't want to go because you're not in control of it. And so God says, get a hold of yourself. Take hold of yourself. Control yourself. Control your emotions. Stop letting your emotions get the best of you, and then you go off and say something and feel sorry the rest of the month about it because you lost control.
Amen.
Speak before you speak. That is why it says, before you do anything in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. He said that before you go shooting off at the mouth, think about what you're going to say before you say it. Is it going to be right or is it going to be bad? You got to learn how to control your mouth. People will talk about you when you talk about your mouth. Well, you know, they say, well, you think you sound tough. You don't say that to nobody. You know, you won't talk back at nobody. So I just got self-control. I used to get angry and want to kill somebody, but I learned how to control myself. Amen. I said I had to get control of it because that thing is going to send me down, what you call it, down the pipeline. Amen. When I said the pipe, I could have sent me to prison. Amen. That thing could have sent me, almost sent me to prison. That thing could have sent me to prison, amen. But I had to get a control of my anger. So I said, anger is a decision. You choose to get angry or you choose not to. You don't have to get angry.
Yeah.
So, but we use like to use an excuse. You know, child, he made me. I just went off. No, you have something wrong with you all the time. Yeah. You had something down on the inside of you already. There's a root still down on the inside of you, and every time somebody says something to you, or every time somebody makes a certain movement towards you, it gets on that root, that pain, that hurt down on the inside of you. You need to get rid of it. He said, cleanse yourself, amen. Get rid of that stuff down on the inside of you that's making you get angry. It's not the person that makes you angry. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against what? Principalities and powers and spirits. We're fighting against spirits that's on the inside of you. There's a spirit on the inside of you that every time somebody says something, that you get upset and defensive. You get out of control. You know how sometimes, you know, you can ask people to do something, they go off on you because you ask them to do something.
Amen.
And that you know something wrong with it. Go off on me. I mean, just like you didn't kill somebody. And you got to not tell them to do something. Oh, man. Man, you look like you're offended there. When you ask them to do something, they just go off on you. They're out of control. Won't they go off on you?
Amen.
And they don't realize they got problems. They think that's normal. You know, it's normal. I mean, if you ask me a question, why do you actually ask me questions? You're out of control. And you can't control your mouth. You can't control your emotions. Yeah, let you know something is wrong. If there's pain there, every time I, you know, push this little button, or whatever you want to call it, amen, every time I do something or say something, and you're going to go off on it, that lets you know there's a pain down on the inside of you. Somewhere that you need to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut it off. If the feeling, you cut it off. Amen. Pluck it out. Cut your eye out. In other words, you got to get rid of your feelings. Amen. You got to get out of your feelings. You got to control your feelings. Because most of us, we operate out of our feelings. We don't operate out of faith. And so God says that we should operate out of faith and not our feelings. Amen. And so you got to get rid of your feeling because if your feeling is offending you, you need to get rid of it.
Amen.
Well, that's what he said, right? He said, your eye or your hand or whatever, if they're offending you, he said, cut it off. And so if you keep getting offended by your feeling, I mean, you need to do something with it. So when we talk about repentance, it means what? Change your mind.
Right.
Change the way you think about it. Because there's something wrong with the way you're thinking. The reason you get upset in your feelings and cause yourself to lose control. Can we look at the, who was it? They said Moses was the what? Meekest man on earth, right, man? And they said he was one of the meekest men on earth. the motive was theory. I mean, after he got saved, you know, after he got saved, he kind of changed. He became me. And they talked to him and just go on. But after a while, you know, it came to a time when God so boldly, some people had gotten on his nerves. You know how people get on your nerves sometimes. And they were given to Moses. And then God told Moses, well, speak to the rock. And because he was looking at the people, he had seen what happened. He lost out on making it to the promised land because he lost control. He became angry. And did something he was, you know, you would always would do something you were not supposed to do when you're angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
saw
the
one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when I almost killed the guy because I was angry. Yeah. I was so angry that I didn't realize what I was doing, what I was doing. And then when I got through, I jumped back. I said, oh, Lord. Then I came to myself. See what I'm saying? I came to myself, amen. I realized that because of my anger and I lost control, here I am almost killed somebody, amen. And then when I realized what I've done, man, it was too late then. So he said, don't let yourself get into a shape with a place where you lose control like that. And because you're not showing faith. You're not demonstrating who you are in Christ. When they came to get Jesus, the first thing Peter did, Peter pulled out his sword. And Jesus said, now look, Peter, put your sword up, Peter. Don't you know what spirit we are? Now, Peter was ready to go to work on. He did go to work on it. He cut his ear off. But Jesus said, put your seat up. Put it up, Peter. Why? Because we're not here to kill people, like. We're not here to take people, right? And we're here to give life, amen? But if we're out of control, we'll kill somebody, amen? If you allow your temper to get, if you allow to lose your temper, amen, that's what the Bible says, don't lose your temper. Make sure you control your anger. Don't let your anger control you. Make a decision that you want to control yourself, because that's what Jesus taught about himself control. And a lot of times we get knowledge sometimes, but, you know, even for your knowledge, you got to have self-control for the knowledge that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's time. First Peter, right quick. First Peter, I think. Let me do First Peter, I believe. I believe he said, you got to add to yourself. And I know y'all sometimes don't think that's very important, having self-control.
Well, that's also important.
Jesus had to have, I don't know how Jesus hung on the cross when he didn't have to go on the cross, but he hung on the cross. He could have came down. He had the power to come down. If he had lost control, he would have came down. And when they came to pick him up, if he had got angry, all of us would be over. It would be over for us now. But he never lost his control. And so let us all get back to, don't allow people to get next to you. Don't allow what they say to move you out of your place. Don't allow your boss, man. When the boss says something to you, we all gonna go into the office together. And so I had about 12 of them. And then we went there to go get the raise, you know. All the guys, but when he opened up the door, they told him, Mom, what's that going to say? You know what was up. The job, he was almost turned around. I left by myself. And I looked back, everybody was gone. Amen. I'm standing up there by myself. And so I went right over up to him. I need a raise, man. I need a raise. And boy, he went off. Blanket. That's the little way I was. He was blanket. And he was cussing. And he turned all red, cold and fiery, man. Blanket. And then when he got through, you know what? I smiled like that. I said, man, I still want a raise. I said, but you know what? You might have a, if you don't watch yourself, you might have a heart attack acting like that. And boy, he looked at me like this, like, what is the door? I said, you got to be careful. You have a heart attack, Mike. You know, because I'm still going to rape. I don't care how you went off on me. And everything you said, I still look at him in the face while he was cussing and swearing and telling me, I still look at him in his face just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting on him to get there. And then when he got through, I still want to rape. And I said, you better watch yourself because, you know, you can have a heart attack. You get upset like you do, man, you might have a heart attack. And boy, he looked at me like that, went back and said, bam, slam that door. Because, you see, I was trying to show him that what? I got self-control. I don't care about you cussing. I don't care about what you said. I want what I want, amen. And I come to say what I got to say. And that is why we got to be, amen. When you're on the job, amen, don't allow them to make you lose control. The police want you to lose control.
Amen.
Give me an excuse to hit you side of the head, boy. All I need is an excuse. And then you open up your mouth. Ah! Shut up! And what the scripture says, Proverbs says, he had opened up wide his mouth to have a plan of disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to learn how to keep your mouth. You can always tell where we are as a people. I won't call our name later. You can always tell where we are as a people because we are people that always lose control. If you want to know where the Lord is, where's the noise going? Where's the noise going to be? And if we're doing anything, there's noise, amen. If there's a fight, say, man, we're going to get loud with it. That what? Even when we have a discussion with somebody, we get loud all the time. We the first one raising our voice. Everybody know what you're saying.
Amen.
Amen. Husband and wife. When a husband and wife get into it, they don't know how to talk to each other. They lose control. The whole neighborhood can hear what you're saying in the house. Yeah, the next door neighbor, the back folks on the back side of it, and across the, because they know because you lose control of your mouth. What did James say? A person that's able to control his tongue is considered to be a person. But you can just keep your mouth, because that's the hardest thing to control.
Amen.
The tongue is what? It's hard for you to control your tongue. Because if some, I heard you say too, when they used to come at me, I come back with them. I come back out. I'm waiting on them to say something to me so I can throw something back at them, you know. Huh?
Yeah.
Because what? Because you want to defend yourself. See, when we walk in Christ, you're not here to defend yourself. That's our problem. We still defending ourselves when we say God is the one that defends us. And he always tells us, just stay steady, don't move. I got you. Have faith in me. On that job, have faith in God. When the boss man says something just like that, and nod your head, okay. Oh, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you want to say. And don't say nothing back to him. Yes, so looking at you differently. Yes, so looking at you as a person that has control, amen. He'll put you over things because he knows you can control yourself, amen. Why would you put an out of control person ahead of anything?
I got to see it.
That's why most of the time people watch you to see are you self control. Do you do things on your own or somebody got to tell you to do it all the time? If somebody got to tell you to do something all the time, see, that's why God took us out from under the law. Because law was there to govern. It was something that you had to do because of the law. And so that he wanted to change things in us, so what he did to get us out from under the written law, he put the law in our heart, amen. So that what? The law could govern you from on the inside. Not being governed from the inside. That is what the law of the spirit is. Amen. It does things that the law of the word couldn't do, amen. The law of the spirit. And so God put his spirit in you so that man could be governed by the spirit, not by what? Tables of stone. 1 Corinthians 3:3, not by tables of stone, but what? The spirit of the living God, amen. He put that on the inside of you to help govern you. Because we have lost the place to govern ourselves, and therefore the law came in because of sin, amen, to help you govern sin. But God saw that even though they knew what to do, they still had trouble carrying it out. They still knew. So God had to move to the inside of you to put something on the inside of you and allow my spirit to control you, to govern you. Allow my spirit to lead you, because what? Those that are led by the spirit, what? Are the sons of God. And we are the sons of God. So we're the ones supposed to be led by the spirit. Supposed to be. And so if you're out of control today, you don't have self-control. I wish I just had read the scripts, all the scriptures of it. Amen. If you, I didn't read Peter. If you're online today, if you find yourself out of control, now the Bible says you got to admit that you have a problem so you can solve it. Is that somebody know that they are out of control today? If you're out of control today, put it online there, because, you know, if you got a habit that you're out of control, they got you out of control. If you got food, you're out of control. And we pay, how much money we pay spending on somebody that just met up? And this will be another. Jenny Craig.
Oh.
Jenny Craig makes billions of dollars. Weight Watchers make billions of dollars. Why are they making all that money? So that they can discipline us. We won't discipline ourselves. We pay for folks to discipline us when God gave us the spirit to discipline us. And we pay them for it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
We would rather pay than obey.
Mm.
You'd rather pay than obey. What is it? Out of control. And so if that's you today, you know, I don't care what you've been doing, what you own, amen. And you have you lost control of yourself, I want you to turn to Jesus. Jesus said, he'll give you this spirit so that he can bring you back in control of yourself, so you can get a hold of yourself. And so that you'll be able to discipline yourself, and you won't be controlled by the devil, you'll be controlled by the spirit. And so if that's somebody today that's out of control, and that the Lord wants to give you his spirit so that he can put you in control again. Or you're out of control. You got a lust problem, amen. You got a sex problem. You got an anger problem. You got a mouth problem. All those things you need to control. Is there somebody that's out of control today? Put your name up there, amen. Or send it to calvchurchseat@gmail.com. Amen. You can send, if you like to donate anything, amen. And we don't come to beg, you know, give out of your heart. I said, you have to be controlled. You be in control of what you give now. I'm not going to give you no law. I'm not going to tell you 10% anymore. I'm going to tell you give out of your heart what you want to give, amen.
Yeah.
Because what? You in control now. I mean, the spirit is in control of you, but he gives you control to do what it is that you should do out of your heart. All right, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in today. I didn't finish out because we're still doing control, self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank y'all for tuning in to Care Church. We'll see y'all on next week. God bless y'all and keep y'all. Amen. Take control of yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Amen. You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. Any donation you like to send it. Or you can send it to PayPal. And what else? Veil?
Yeah.
Amen. CalvChurchInc@gmail.com. I always forget about talking about the money because I don't normally be asking for it all the time. So I forget to ask about money. Amen. Amen. And so God bless y'all. Anybody online today?
Thank you for the word,
Pastor.
Go ahead. I just said I want to just thank you for the word. God bless you and your family. That's what I want to say. I enjoyed it. Go ahead.
Amen. Anyone else there? Hey, man, any testimony? Anybody got anything to say before we go? Before we get out of here? I just can't decide, amen, about being in control, self-control.
That's a small letter, but there's a lot. There's a lot of things you have to go through to control. That means quite a bit. You got to be a holy man to be self-control. I mean, you got to be holy. Because you don't.
You have to be holy to be self-control. Amen.
Because
no, actually.
Go ahead.
You know, actually, brother, you know, that's what be holy means.
Okay.
Be holy means to be self-control. God was holy. He was always in control at all times, wasn't it? That's what being holy
is. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right.
We say the words, so we don't look them up sometimes, but all God was saying is, be self-controlled.
Yeah. I'm going to be God. I'm going to be God control.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm going
to
be God.
God got out of control?
Jesus, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Jesus. He was in the temple, and he cast us. He got angry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, they always say you can be angry about the things of God. That's what they say, amen. If we're going to be angry, what? Be angry about the things of God. Amen. Yeah.
Angry, but I don't know
it. Everybody was still thinking when somebody... That's how you tell, Gina, when you're in control, really, is when something comes against you and you rile up and go off.
You know,
if I come and push you right now and you go off on me, that will let me know if you're in control or not.
Okay.
No, not according to me.
No, I ain't that.
What did you say?
Well, I know a couple of them like that.
Huh? You, yeah?
The wolves.
Yeah. Wolves and sheep clothing. Come on, let's say it. We're going to stop. Let's say it. But you know, I pray for you and hear you all of this. Talk about you. If you, where are you doing this? And you say something to them, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to have all. So, well, that shows the Bible says we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be what? In control. If you got an excuse for this, man, I'm supposed to be able to listen to it. And not go off on you because you failed. Supposed to. I like to use that word. I make that word be supposed to.
They
supposed to act like that. And so when you see a Christian acting, if he's acting like that, you just got to keep one eye on him. Keep one eye on him. So Father God, we are thankful today, Lord, for, Lord, helping us to have self-control. Lord, we need self-control, Lord, and I know the only way we're going to glorify you, the only way we're going to be a light to the word is by our actions. And you said our actions speak louder than words. And you said we are living epistles being read of men. And Lord, if we don't demonstrate self-control, who's going to see the light and who's going to understand? And so, Lord, give us the ability to overcome our feelings and our flesh. And we thank you, Lord, for you knowing this day. And as we're dismissed from this place and not from your presence, may the angels surround us and keep us in all our ways. At least we dare to put against the stone, and we want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. If you have any money or anything you like to give, y'all know how to pay it, how to give, whatever you have to give. Amen. And Wednesday night, we do be online on Wednesday night, 786-7473.
Yeah.
Well, where I have to go pay.
We do be online.
I have to think about what I'm going to say. I have to think before I speak. Because if I don't think before I speak, I miss everything. I got to stop saying that. Because I'm saying.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Without answering my prayers, okay, because I want to have a peace of mind.